Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, how about this one? Dirt and Sprague are back.
Hey, what's happening?
Preempting Colin. Look, we were hanging around with our boss. We were kind of shooting the breeze going into the weekend. And lo and behold, hanging around for an extra 15 minutes paid dividends because Swigard just alerted to us the Portland Trailblazers have released a statement. Let me read it real quick. The statement reads, "The Trailblazers are committed to building an organization that positively impacts our colleagues, communities, and the world in which we live and play. Following the conclusion of the independent review of concerns and complaints around our workplace environment at the practice facility, the Portland Trailblazers organization has decided to terminate general manager and president of basketball operations Neil Olshey, effective immediately due to violations of the Trailblazers code of conduct. Out of respect for those who candidly participated in that privileged investigation, we will not release or discuss it. We are confident that these changes will help build a more positive and respectful workplace environment." The Trailblazers have fired, finally, Neil Olshey. He is out.
This is honestly shocking.
Huge.
When you talk about the Blazers, you rarely expect something good to happen, and you rarely expect positive news. And I'm going to connect it to another big sports story in the last week. This feels like the Lincoln Riley coming to USC news. Like, we're so beaten down as Pac-12 fans that we just expect bad things to happen. USC's going to make a bad hire. They're going to be irrelevant for another decade. The television money's never going to rise up. Like, that's just what we expect. We've been beaten so many times as Pac-12 fans that you just doubt that anything positive is ever going to take place. And honestly, last night was one of the lowest moments for me as a Blazer fan in quite some time. Watching them just get drilled at home, no effort, by 30 points to a team that's, what, seven games below 500? That was one of the low watermarks that I've had in quite some time, to see them play that way. And so to have this breath of fresh air after we just got done talking earlier this morning about how we figured he's probably going to keep his job. They're going to Friday night news dump it. Yep. Like, we all expected that to happen. So look, they're saying they're not going to release what they found throughout the investigation.
That's
which
fine.
Doesn't shock me. Whatever. I don't care. As long as you got rid of the douche, that's all that matters to me. And finally, there's something to be excited about as a Blazer fan, because he's been here for 10 years. Look, it wasn't like he screwed everything up that he touched, but we can all acknowledge this wasn't where it needed to be. And if I had to read one more Damian Lillard deserves better columns, another one just came out yesterday from Kevin O'Connor, our buddy at the Ringer.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard deserves better. Damian, we've been saying that for 5 years. He does deserve better, and hopefully now he finally gets his puncher's chance.
Yeah, I mean, Swigard's going to tee up my feeling, your feeling, I think his feeling, our boss's feeling, everybody's feeling that has been in this market forever as a fan of this team. We're about to play the music that really sets the mood for how we're all feeling right now with this huge bombshell of a news drop that the Trailblazers have fired Neil Olshey.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Come on, turn it up.
Golly, that feels good, doesn't it? Doesn't that feel good?
Woo-hoo!
Time to party.
Get those boxes to Lakeco.
Anybody bring a bottle of whiskey in here, a bottle of scotch? What do we got? We got anything to drink this morning? Come on. Come on. I could be drunk on the pregame show. It's no big deal. Boss won't care.
I'll say this. Now, I think the boss would care about that, but plenty of time to get drunk and then nap and then be okay.
Very true.
Seriously, this is a great. I'm so happy for the fans, right? Like, a lot of what we do in radio, sometimes it can be about us. This today right now is about everybody out there that's driving, listening to the radio, some upset that we just preempted Colin for 20, 30 minutes here. I'm jacked, man. This is huge news for the organization. This is huge news for Damian Lillard. I'm not going to pretend to be Mr. Sourcing here. Not at all. I have heard rumblings, just rumblings. I think this dude has wanted this move to happen. He just doesn't want to be the bad guy in the media that's like, hey, fire somebody. And I think he said as much. This is big for them. They are clearly in a rut. I don't know how ready they are to replace him, hire somebody for the future to maybe pair with Chauncey. But this is massive because now more than ever, this team has needed real leadership and they need somebody with a basketball mind who can watch 10 minutes of this team and say, we need to be something else. This is over. This run is over. It's dead. You're playing like it. You don't play for each other. Huge, huge news today that the Portland Trail Blazers have terminated Neil O'Shea after their investigation has found that it's worthy. They have found their cause. They do not need to pay that guy, which is a huge thing for Jody Allen and the Vulcans.
Sure, because she's so financially strapped, she just couldn't afford it.
I know. And
just
look,
really struggling. I feel bad for her.
I've been very frustrated with her because I think she has skated largely in this whole thing. But at least they did the investigation, and at least they have found their way out of this. She doesn't know a lick about basketball. But what we
I'm not giving her any credit.
I'm not giving her credit. But what I'm saying is now we can maybe hire a real general manager. Am I a little concerned about who's making that decision? Sure. But this is an important time for this franchise because they have an all NBA guy. You kill for a player like Dame, a committed guy in a small market who doesn't want to leave. And he was just shown that you can win in a small market with Giannis in Milwaukee. Go get somebody. And please, after December 15th, when everybody in the NBA, including on your roster, is capable of being dealt, please get on the horn and start making the necessary moves that we've known in this city, if you're truly honest with yourself,
desperately needed,
have been needed to be made for 3 or 4 years now. And that douche canoe can pack his stuff up. It is over for him. He rode this a little too long, and they found the worthy cause of moving on from him. Efforting to see if we can get quick. There's no primetime today. I'd imagine if primetime was on, they'd get Jason on for a hit.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know if his availability is there. I texted him, good column earlier. I thought he wrote a really good piece on The Athletic, summing everything up. And I'm ecstatic for the fans right now because the fans are the ones that matter. Yeah. And you guys didn't deserve to watch that team lose by 31 last night while not knowing what the future was holding for the franchise.
It'll be interesting because today was supposed to be, there was going to be no media availability today, a maintenance day. They obviously host the Celtics tomorrow. Joe Cronin's been named the interim general manager.
Thank you. I didn't cite, maybe I did, but I don't
I have his info too, okay. By the way, if anybody's looking for it. Because I had never heard that. You ever heard the name Joe Cronin before? I never heard that name before.
I just heard it mentioned.
I've heard it mentioned.
So he's been with the team since 2014. He is currently the director of player personnel. That's, he manages the salary cap. He oversees the amateur professional scouting. Okay. I'm just reading the description off their website. He's a part of their evaluation, strategic planning, part of the NBA draft, trades, free agent acquisitions, and obviously kind of the salary cap guru, if you will. So that's been his role, and he's been in that role since 2014.
Which is good. You want that guy making basketball decisions at this point. If he and Chauncey get together and then it's time they realize, okay, we need to see what we can do with this roster. I don't expect them to make any knee-jerk reactions or moves. I hope they don't. I hope they're, you know, the first thing is let's sit down and go through things now that Neil's out of the room.
Let's,
what do
yes.
we want to right. do? What do you think, Chauncey, this roster needs to play the kind of basketball you want? Damian, okay, if we're going to shake things up, how do you feel about it? Don't do anything knee-jerk. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just talking to Dirt about what we're doing. Because this
hand
is all.
We're a hot rod. Yeah. Omaha!
Our boss was like, you guys want to go live? I was like, oh, okay.
The other thing is,
I really got to go to the bathroom, but that's how loyal I am to the listeners, okay?
Jody Allen better come out in a press conference at some point.
I mean, she does have to talk.
She's
right?
not going to, because though.
McGowan's
I don't really
not
care.
There
I
just, anymore. There's nobody else. Everybody else is in a new position. Only her voice in this situation matters. Maybe there's a representative from this independent firm that did it, and there can be, because this isn't over yet. I mean, they terminated him, and yes, we're from a basketball standpoint and the crap that the fans have had to put up with and the nonsense we've dealt with in the media, yes, we are very glad not to have to deal with that anymore. But I think there's a larger issue at hand, which was, okay, what's going to come out in this report? How much of it is going to be? How ugly were things actually behind the scenes? Because I think
And they're not releasing any of that. They said in the statement, they're not letting any of that go.
And that's, you know what?
That is proprietary, guys.
He got fired. Like the report, guess what the report's going to say? He was worthy of being fired. That is what the report is going to say. And
we'll wait to see if there's a lawsuit from Neil O'Shea wanting his $20 million. And that's usually the way these things go.
Remember the unionizing of general managers that was leaked by Woj?
Yeah, those poor general managers. They just need more help around the country. It's a tough day for Woj, by the way. He lost a key source. I would love to hear from Jody Allen. I don't think we're going to hear from her. She's never, I think, since taking over the team, talked to the media. I don't know, unless I'm mistaken. So, at this point, I think Blazer fans are just counting down the days until she sells the team, and that's kind of the next domino that we need to fall in order to get this thing going back in the right direction, because you just have an owner that doesn't really care. That the only reason they went through this whole investigation, in my mind, they probably wanted to fire him, but they didn't want to pay him the $20 million. Right, so they're following it down this rabbit hole. How the hell it took this long? Like, why did you just come up with the final interview that you needed to put the nail in the coffin?
No, you have to find Cosder. This was the one thing I cautioned people about.
They've interviewed hundreds of people for weeks. Like, it's been going on for a month and a half, man.
But then you got to ride out. It's not just
interview. It's more complicated than I'm making it sound.
Yeah, there's a lot of Lego mumbo jumbo involved with this one. So Iguard's on the horn. What we're going to do is... Okay. We're kind of playing this one by ear. I don't even know what the clock situation is. I know Swag's on the horn. He'll tell us in a second. But we're going, if you're just tuning in, no, Colin has not been replaced by Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah, we're doing 6 hours today now. That's how it works. Yeah. I'm just going to go right into the Duck pregame at 1 o'clock.
Dirt's got to take a dump. It's not happening. Yeah. We're going to keep him here in
this
seat.
You know how much coffee you drink hosting a morning show? You drink a lot of coffee in the morning.
You do, yeah.
It builds up over the course of 3 hours. I had a protein bar.
Very true.
This has been cooking and brewing for 3.5 hours, man. It's been going on.
Okay,
and
so
I'm very excited about
Quick.
This
I don't think we're going to get Quick. Okay. Quick is obviously, this is huge news for Jason Quick and the beat writers of the world. What we're going to do is, Swag, are we okay on the clock? I don't want to disrupt too much here.
I'll take care of the clock. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of the clock.
This is what we're going to do. I want to do quick hits from some other people, because there are a lot of people that have been covering and following this team for a while. Sure. Not to Richmond, maybe get my guy Morang on. We're going to start with Eric Gunderson. Blazer banter, Bulls versus Blazer pod. He's a good friend of the show. He has been covering this team for years. He has been yelled at by Neil O'Shea for reporting accurate news that LaMarcus was going to leave the Blazers. So he's experienced with this stuff, and he's joining us now. Eric Gunderson of at Blazer banter, Eric Gunderson on Twitter. Find him. He's got both accounts. He does a great job. Eric, first of all, thank you for hopping on. It's very last second. Just your kind of general thoughts. It felt the momentum had kind of skewed towards he was going to stay, and then boom, they dropped the Friday news. Neil O'Shea is out. He has been terminated. Your feelings or your thoughts when you heard the news?
I'm still in shock. Exactly what you said. Everything that was trending, everything that we were hearing, sounds like he's going to stay. He'd been hanging around the facility for a long time. But then there were some other things that were like a little interesting in this time period. A couple weeks ago, Damian Lillard went to go get some jumpers up, and he didn't go to the practice facility where Neil O'Shea has been. Instead, he went to the Moda Center to go get shots up before a game. And to me, that's the type of stuff that, you know, it says more than anything that anybody can say. That, like, even at that certain point, Dame wouldn't even go to, you know, the facility where they're always playing, and he goes to the Moda Center. And it's like, why would he? And I think it was probably because he was fed up with Neil O'Shea. And this has been the case for a while now with Dame. But, like, I think the fan base really, I think they made it happen at the very end by not showing up.
Yeah,
I really think that was the X factor to make Jody and Bert listen. Because they obviously weren't listening to basketball appeals.
No, they weren't listening to that. And the lack of moves. And we were talking about it yesterday, too. I mean, you're getting into that game for $6, man. $6? I know you're not playing a great team. But
all the tickets coming up are sub-$10 to get in these games.
Right, I mean, that just tells you got Damian Lillard as your star. That shouldn't be the case, especially coming off a year where fans couldn't even really go to games and there's excitement to get back into the arena. And that just has not been the case. Not to get too far ahead of ourselves, I'm just so excited to think about what potentially is to come, and I know I'm probably going to get overexcited and get disappointed down the road, but what do we think the chances are that you get a new set of eyes on this thing? Joe Cronin has taken over, it sounds like, as the interim general manager, that you're going to have somebody that has the ability to pull a trigger, because this team clearly is not going in the right direction. I know injuries are piling up right now, but they're just not playing good ball. Do we trust that they're going to be able to, whoever's taken over, call the shots and make something happen in terms of a trade to shake this thing up?
I mean, I think so. I mean, I think now that Neil O'Shea is gone, I mean, I think, Lillard is now has maybe more power within the organization and maybe his representation to make something happen and work with the Blazers front office to make something happen. And Joe Cronin, you know, he's been here. He's been in the NBA for a long time. He's a cap expert. He knows how these things work. So is it ideal to have an interim making moves? No, but nothing's ever ideal with the Blazers. And I think these guys have been around, the ones that are like what I call the deep state Blazers that have been there from before Olshay even got there. I think that they are equipped to handle things in the interim if they feel it's really this bad where they got to make a move soon. And then obviously they're going to look at other candidates though. And I mean, there's a lot of names already out there that have been out there, you know, people have been speculating on for a few weeks.
Yeah. Eric Gunderson's our guest here at Blazer Banter on Twitter. If you're just tuning in, you're in your car and you're going, that does not sound like Colin Cowherd. No, it is not. We will get you back to Colin eventually, but the news came across the wire. We were still in the building. Thank God. Usually on Fridays, we're just out of here at 9:01. Hung around and talked, and we found out the Blazers, after their investigation, have wrapped, and they have terminated Neil Olshay, and he is no longer going to be the president of basketball operations. You know, I it's not a question. I do have a question for you, but I do want to just say, your point on the Dame thing is so, so good. And I talked about this yesterday on a podcast with Meringue. This is how you read the tea leaves in the NBA sometimes. It's the little subtle things that you don't normally think about. And I didn't piece that together. That is a spot on observation by you, that Dame, normally a practice facility guy, it's not that far from his house. I know both aren't, but to go work out or play at the Moda in off time versus going to the facility, I'm just one that believes this dude has been done with him, but he didn't want to publicly state, like, go get that dude fired. I don't think he likes to roll in that kind of environment. So to hear that observation, I thought that was a very good point by you. Now, as far as this team, what do we think about the hiring process? Like, who, when you put it all together, Neil's gone now, and now you got to find the replacement as Cronin fills in here. Who is going to be the one to get into Jody's ear and say, this is a good move? Who is the one to work with Chauncey on a five-year contract? Shout out to Neil for getting his boy a five-year deal before he got fired, by the way.
Golly.
Who is the person? Because we know, Eric, it's not Jody. Jody doesn't know anything about basketball. So who do you think the person is? Is it Burt Cole that's going to be in her ear saying, let's hire this person?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great – I mean, I think that Burt Cole is definitely wielding a lot of power in this situation. And he definitely has a lot of influence here. And I think that's the unanswered question now, is who in this front office has an ability to talk to Jody. And maybe it's because that's why they chose Joe Cronin, because Joe Cronin has been here for years. Like, he's been with the Vulcans for ages, since before Olshay was even here. So, like I said, like, they went to a trusted person, I think, to handle some of this stuff. So, but I definitely think they are going to be looking at hiring someone. I mean, one name that I heard, you know, a long time ago was Tayshaun Prince, who works in the Grizzlies front office, obviously knows Chauncey. And, you know, I've heard good things about him and working with him, but, you know, that's just one name. You know, I saw Jake Fisher from Bleacher Report also throw out just now Brent Berry for San Antonio.
Brent Berry in San Antonio. There's another guy.
Danny Ainge, any hope on that pipe dream?
I'm not in on Danny Ainge. I think they need to go a different direction.
Okay, all right.
You like the home?
I think they might need to go younger.
Yeah.
I would not hate Danny Ainge as like an advisor.
Sure.
But I don't think Danny Ainge, there's a reason why Brad Stevens replaced him.
Yeah. Eric, we got to get you out of here because we're kind of doing this on the seat of our pants here. The guy in Chicago, isn't it Eversley? He used to be at Nike. They hired him. He's like an assistant.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Arturo over there in Chicago. Like, you're throwing out some good names. I think there's a few that people have thrown out there, and this whole thing is going to be fascinating, my man. Plug your stuff. Tell people how they can find you, because we do appreciate you hopping on very last second. Huge news, obviously, and a lot of reaction from fans already of it really, and I'm going on social media, and I know that's not always representative, but it feels like a collective sigh of finally, like, everybody's channeling their inner Rock when he goes to a new city for Monday Night Raw.
Dude, we're all the dancing lady in the aisle right now. That's really what all of Rip City is right now. Everybody's dancing.
God, yeah. Tell everybody how they can find you.
Yeah, hit me up at Blazer Banter on Twitter, blazerbanter.substack.com, where I write a newsletter about the Blazers every couple of weeks and around the NBA as well. And then also you can find the Bulls versus Blazers podcast on Patreon, $3 a month, but you get episodes every week, premium, good stuff, and it'll help you follow the NBA better. So Bulls versus Blazers podcast on Patreon.
There we go. Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it. I know it's very last second, but you sound just as excited as everybody else. So it was nice. Ding dong, the witch is dead. That's basically the vibe that we have here in Portland. Thanks for hopping on, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there we go. Eric Gunderson. All right, we're back with a little more. What are your thoughts? 503-250-1080. The Blazers have terminated Neil Olshey. The investigation found that there was worthy cause. He is out. What is next for Portland? And may have a couple more guests. We'll get to all that next. Big news here in Portland. Back with more. Dirt and Sprague filling in for Colin for the time being. Next on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, if you're hearing that and it's 9:33, you're probably like, what? What's going on here? Don't worry. Colin will be back. We're going to take this thing to 10 a.m. Dirt has to poop. He's been sitting on that one for a while.
Yeah, this is my Jordan flu game, okay? I am battling through this. I am a team player.
You are a team player. Our boss was, we were talking to our boss, having a good little Friday. We're about to leave. And then boom, Swag's like, the Blazers just fired Neil. And we're like, what? And Boss Man was like, do you guys want to hop on? So we're just going to jump on for the time being. We'll get you back to Colin. This is huge news. We're going to talk to Danny Morang. I do a podcast with him. He's a good friend of the show. Very quickly, you know, let me just say this, because the tweets are great. Everybody's gifs, the bifurcating, all of it. I'm most happy right now. The fans deserve this the most. They're the ones that spend the money, the attention, the time. I'm actually super ecstatic for Damian Lillard because that guy has been through it in this run of his. He's given everything to this city. He was a little doubting of where this was going, and I think largely this had to do with Neil. The dude refused to make any roster moves, take big swings, and he's going to trot this thing right back out. Well, now he's gone. I'm ecstatic for the fans. I'm really ecstatic for Dame because we have a star that's committed to Portland, and now it's about making those necessary moves to right this ship. I don't know how quickly that can happen, but we have Dame in place. So what are you going to do next?
Right.
And I'm ecstatic for him to maybe have somebody that's going to be aggressive and do what they can to just go all in. You got Dame. Go all in. And if it doesn't work, I'm okay with that. I can live with it and say, they tried. That's not something they've been doing the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, I thought the stuff from Gunderson was pretty telling there in the last segment, that you had Dame not going to the practice facility, trying to avoid potentially contact with Olshey. He was ready for a change. And I think every fan was ready for a change. And it largely was because you had a general manager who was not terrible at every aspect of his job. He made some horrible mistakes that have set the era of Damian Lillard back. There's no doubt about that. His biggest flaw was his inability to take chances and his inability to part with his own players. Like, it doesn't take an expert in basketball to tell you when you have three undersized guards in your starting lineup, you're going to struggle defensively. I don't care how different your strategies are from Terry Stotts to Chauncey Billups. When you have Dame CJ and Norman Powell in your starting lineup, there's going to be some issues there. You're going to be, you know, undersized in a lot of games. You're not going to be great on the perimeter. Teams are going to be able to get into the paint with you, and it's just going to break down your defense. And so having somebody come in and look at this with a fresh set of eyes and say, what truly needs to be done? What can we realistically make happen on the open market? And how can we try and spice this thing up? I think that is the most exciting part about it. And to your point, we've always been willing to acknowledge that just the simple act of trading CJ McCollum does not guarantee you're going to win a championship. But you know what I can tell you? If Dame and CJ are your one and your number two, that team ain't winning a championship. I know that for a fact. Now, it doesn't mean the trade's going to win you a title, but I'm at least willing to roll the dice. We've always used the analogy of playing poker. At some point in a game, you can't just keep folding hand after hand after hand. At some point, you got to put your chips in the middle of the table
yep.
and say, let's see if we can win something big here. And that's what I'm hoping, whether it's Joe Cronin, or who the names you and Gunnarsson were just mentioning, I don't care who it is, whatever the fresh set of eyes ends up being, I hope that's what they're willing to do, is saying, we got to roll the dice here and see if we can shake it up.
Yeah, it's only a nitpick, right? Because he's gone. That's the important thing. The only nitpick is, unfortunately, he got to run there last summer. I mean, he got to make the coaching hire. He got to dictate the roster.
It should have happened when you lost in the first round of the playoffs to a team that didn't have three of their top guys who were out with injuries.
I totally agree with you. We're awaiting Morang. He's gonna hop on here in a second. But you know, now it's the next move. He's I can't believe he's gone. I'm telling you, I'm not acting like Mr. Plugged In because I'm not. But I was really expecting him to come back.
I was too. I was expecting to be disappointed.
Yeah, I expected it mentally.
Yeah.
I had heard all you had heard. And Quick, by the way, yesterday on with Sukanik and Nemec, doing his hit, said what he had heard, and he wasn't reporting, but what he had heard is that they thought he was going to survive this. So that kind of tells me one of two things. I'm wondering, one, the investigation was probably borderline right there for cause. But then how do you feel if you go to that game, you see the 300 level basically empty, nobody's at this game, tickets are $2, and you're losing by 30 to the Spurs? With or without Dame, like there is no excuse for that. So I think a lot of what happened last night, piggybacking with the investigation being just enough, is what tipped the scale here. And, you know, whether it was Jody, to me, doesn't matter. I don't know if it really was. I'd assume it was somebody else. But somebody, thankfully, within that organization said, this is it. Enough is enough. We got to get out of this. We are under rock. And look no further than Milwaukee, where they were on the verge of losing Giannis. Not maybe in Giannis's mind, but everybody else, the noise was, is Giannis going to be a Knick?
Yep.
Is he going to go to Miami? How
Golden
would he
State.
Fit with Luka in Dallas? Yep. Right? And Milwaukee said, nah, we're not losing him. We gambled with him in the draft. It paid off. Now we need to build around him. We got Middleton from Detroit, and now we're going to go swing big, and we're going to bring out Drew Holiday. And they traded three first-round picks for that. And in the first 30 games of that, they were much maligned. Well, Milwaukee, what a waste. They're going to lose Giannis, so they're going to lose. And then Giannis signs the extension, and everything kind of breaks their way, and they play a great NBA Finals, and they win a championship. I'm not telling you that's going to happen with Portland. What I'm telling you is Milwaukee, of all places, a laughingstock in this league, said, we recognize we have a guy. Let's do something to help that guy.
Yeah.
Portland has the guy. He's hurt right now. This team isn't great. But at least this is a move towards the right step and direction of, let's go try to do this for Dame. Let's go try to do this for the fans who have remained loyal. They have supported year after year. And finally, it came to an end, and now Neil is gone, thank God.
Well, it just was, there's, I think, an overwhelming majority of Blazer fans that have looked at it for the last however many months and rationally thought, you cannot sell me this bill of goods that the roster doesn't need to change. All we need to change is the head coach, and that's going to fix our problems. Terry Stotts wasn't the best head coach in the league. He also wasn't the only problem that you were dealing with. Chauncey Billups is not a terrible head coach. He also is a victim of the roster that he has, and I don't know how he's going to be long-term as a head coach, but I can't remember the last time I went into a year more disappointed as a fan, just thinking, you're really trying to sell me this is going to be different? They couldn't win in the playoffs last year against Denver without a couple of their key guys. And you're telling me now all of a sudden, because Chauncey Billups is the head coach, that's going to change things? You had Dame playing at an out-of-this-world level, and you still lost that series in six games. Like, we're rational-minded. We're smart basketball fans in this city. And there were a handful of folks that bought it, and most of us didn't. And so this was finally, I think, the glimmer of hope that Blazer fans have been looking for.
It is.
It does not mean, again, that they're going to make this Milwaukee trade and win a championship.
Know,
it does not mean that the rest of the season is going to turn around and all of a sudden there's going to be, you know, this total reversal of the way they're playing on the floor. What it is, though, is it's a breath of fresh air for the fans. It's a ray of sunshine. It's a glimmer of hope. And just scrolling through the text that we're getting in the text line, scrolling through the tweets that we're getting right now, you can see it. People are energized again. We've had a number of folks say, I can't wait to go to the game this weekend now. If we would have asked that this morning before this news came out, anybody excited to go watch Boston come in here?
Well, you might still get waxed. Let's just be honest about
it. Sure, they
that.
Might, but I think fans are still excited to get into the arena and celebrate. Like, there's finally a glimmer of hope, and I hope it works out. Dame deserves it. The fans deserve it. It's a good day to be a Blazer.
All right, how you feeling about the news? Neil Olshey terminated and gone from the Trail Blazers. You can find us at 503-250-1080 or at Dirt and Sprager, at 1080 The Fan. Tweet us, text us, whatever you're feeling. Let us know. Hopefully we have a guest up next. If we don't, that's okay. But we'll kind of wrap this up. Neil Olshey let go by the Blazers after the investigation found that there was some cause. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dirk, God bless this. The Friday news dump was a news dump we wanted.
It's a happy news dump.
It is. You're going to have a happy dump after the show, and it's been a happy news dump here on the Fan. Dirt and Sprague, we're hanging with you. A little extra Dirt and Sprague with you here on a Friday. Hope that's all right with a lot of you out there. As the Blazers have dismissed Neil Olshey. Oh, we got it. Do we have? Is that meringue? Lemon meringue? All right. Well, this is always the awkward spot. It's my wife, and now we're bringing on my mistress, Danny Meringue, Jack Ramsey's podcast.
This is awkward. I'm a little uncomfortable right
now. It's a love triangle. Just embrace it. Let's hug each other. Danny, thanks for hopping on with us, man. I know you're busy, but I imagine we're doing a podcast in the next hour or so. That being said, look, we talked about this. The rumors and the everything you heard was that he was going to survive this, and no, Portland says he will not. He is terminated. I ask Eric this. I'll ask you your just initial feelings or thoughts to the news that Neil is gone.
Shock, joy, jubilation, glee, relief. I don't know. Like, I was driving and I had a notification bing on my phone and I was like, stoplight. Let's take a look. I was like, oh, Trailblazers. I wonder if that's an injury. Oh my God.
And then my phone just started going nuts with, you know, it was like I announced I got engaged. It was, congratulations. Awesome. Good for you. So it's a little insane. It's not the late night Friday news dump, but it's the best possible news dump. This is like end of a Christmas movie special type stuff where everybody comes together and celebrates. Because you know what I'm not seeing right now? Anybody really distraught, you know?
Yeah. No, nobody's sweating over this move or depressed over this news. Now, I got to ask, though, Danny, I mean, I think we've been watching the same team for a long time, and most fans would agree there's been one primary issue, and that is the undersized backcourt, and it just can't win a championship with that. Where does the hope level for you go now that move that a lot of fans have been saying for 5-6 years, the move that we've all been waiting for, where does the hope go that they're actually going to make that move now?
It goes from zero to something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I genuinely believe he would not have traded it. That he would not have traded C.J. McCollum. He was not going to do it. And I'm nearly certain that it's about as close to a prerequisite as possible for the next GM that comes in.
Yeah. Do you
so
think
that's the goal?
Danny, it's hard to get ahead because we don't even know who the GM is. Like, that's the other
right now, Joe Cronin.
Yeah.
And the names we have heard, even when this all happened, from this summer to now, they're the same names have kind of percolated. You know, Danny Ainge, obviously his ties to Portland, being a local guy, doing contract work for the Jazz right now. Dennis Lindsay, the former Jazz GM. Those are the two names that kept popping up over and over again. Tayshaun Prince's name got thrown in there. He's a fast riser and obviously has ties to Chauncey. So I would imagine that legwork has already been started in this regard. Joe Cronin is a guy who's just going to kind of fill in and dot some I's and cross some T's until they get it done. But I would imagine that this is something it's going to happen pretty darn quick.
Yeah, well, look, I know you're kind of in this middle of you're either talking to Darth Vader or you're driving. I know you're helping us out here by doing a hit. I know we're going to probably do a podcast at some point on this. So thank you for hopping on, man. And we'll talk a little bit more about this on the Jack Ramsey's, but thank you for hopping on with us.
Awesome. Darth Vader for out.
Yeah, there we go, man. And I'll say this. This happens a lot in different markets and with different teams. I don't know, and I could be wrong here, if I'm gauging the text line, if I'm gauging social media properly, this is a 100% approval rating. I haven't seen one individual say, well, I don't know about that. This is as universal a thought and feeling as this city has maybe ever been on this team. That dude had to go, and he didn't. And then he did nothing to the roster, and he brought back a team and added a couple pieces to lose to San Antonio by 31 at home.
Right.
This is a great feeling. Christmas came early for all of us in sports, and I said this at the beginning of us hopping on in front of Colin. I couldn't be more ecstatic for the fans right now, and just this feeling of I can't believe it really it went down. They really got rid of him. Just an overwhelming feeling.
We get used to pretty depressing breaking news when it comes to the Blazers. Season-ending injuries, right? No big trades happening. We're used to that kind of news dump. This one is different, and it feels great. I think a listener summed it up pretty well at the fan text line, saying, I haven't watched a game all year this year. I'm going to start tuning in now, but if they don't make a big move by the deadline, I'm back out. I don't need to watch the same movie that I've already seen. That said, this is the first domino that needs to fall, and I'm glad that it's finally happened. I think it's a great way to put it, where today it's we celebrate today. A lot of Blazer fans have been waiting for this for quite some time, and enjoy it. Pop your champagne, do your drinking, and enjoy this news for 24, 48 hours. And then there needs to be, again, a sense of urgency, because in the back of my mind, there's two things that are kicking around. One is the fact that Damian Lillard had a very rocky offseason of questioning, what do I want to do? Where do I want to go? And I know he's had some statements since coming back and going through media day and all that, and I'm not going anywhere. And I get that. He's always been a loyal guy, but that fear will 100% of the time exist in the back of my mind, that it is very easy for these professional athletes, no matter what they've said in their past, to flip on their opinion, especially if they're not close to a championship, which Damian Lillard is very far away from right now. So there is a sense of urgency, not only to make the moves that are required to give him a legitimate shot, something that he largely has not had in his entire career in Portland. The other aspect of it, he is 31. He's dealing with injuries again. Like there is a window here that you want to capitalize with the players player that I think is the greatest to ever put on that uniform and play in this city. Mm-hmm. And so while I want to celebrate today, while I think this is awesome news and it is long overdue, it probably should have happened after you got swept out of the first round when you were a 3 seed and Paul Allen wanted to pull the trigger, but he didn't. He backed off at the last second because Neil's a great snake oil salesman. Long overdue, finally got it. Now it's what kind of action can we take? There are moves that need to be made. This roster is not ready to compete. You have 3 undersized guards in your starting lineup when healthy. That doesn't work in the modern NBA. So let's get to moving. Let's get to making some trades because I think that's the way to keep the fans engaged. This is great. But if this is just, hey, we fired Neil O'Shea and then nothing happens and we're sitting here a month and a half from now, it's the same roster, the same 500 team, I think that sense of enthusiasm is going to start to wane.
Yeah, I'll just say this. It's a lot of text coming in, tweets. I mean, this is fantastic. I've had a lot of fun. I know this wasn't a 3-hour show by any stretch, but I think it's been great to hop back on and just share the news. And I'll say, like, I don't really have much to add to what you just said. I think you summed it up well. I'm going to take the day. I'm probably going to go home and do the pod with Meringue and
happy pod. Finally, you haven't had many happy pods.
No. In fact, last night was about as low as it got. We literally were like, what the hell do we talk about? Like, there's nothing new to break down in the game. The team sucks. Like, and again, the win loss thing may not change. They could get the brakes beat off them by Boston. It's more just the idea of that. Now your future's free. Your future is you can do whatever you make it. And I don't know what that involves and who that involves and when that involves. But for all the crap we've had to endure with that dude, treating people like crap, having this this ego, narcissistic, I'm better than everybody vibe, I'm smarter than everybody in this room. Well, pack your bags in Lake Oswego and have fun hitting the pavement. I'm sure you're going to go back to SoCal and then you'll talk about how garbage Portland is as a city.
It's going to show up on Days of Our Lives next week.
Take the day. Whatever happens in the future, we'll react to that. We'll talk about it. Everybody take the day and just enjoy this. Because it's sad that it's come to this, that it's a firing of a guy on a team that's not that good. But just take the day because it finally happened. We didn't think it would happen, and it did. And now your future is kind of right in front of you, open-ended. How that book ends, I don't know. But it feels good to know that somebody else can write this and maybe rewrite a happy ending here.
Feels like he got a shot now, doesn't it? Like at least he got a puncher's shot.
Yes.
Somebody willing to come in and make the decisions that need to be made in order to give this team a shot, because it doesn't take an expert to look at this roster currently constructed and say that team is nowhere near competing for a championship. And if that's not your goal, and this is what Damian Lillard has said all offseason, if that's not your goal, then what the hell are we doing here?
Yes.
What the hell is the point? It's not about getting in as a 7 seed so you can get that playoff share and sell out a couple of games in the postseason. Like, that's not the goal. The goal should be to compete for championships. And now we got a general manager, or hopefully we'll find a general manager that's going to take us to that next level and give us at least a puncher's chance to get there.
This is interesting. So Quick is, we couldn't get Quick. He's super busy, obviously. I'll just say this as we wrap it. Source says Olshay was informed this morning of his dismissal and that nothing in Olshay's discussions last night with Burt Kolder, Jody Allen indicated he was getting fired. They blindsided him.
Good.
They blindsided the son of a bitch.
Did they blindside him?
Yes.
Or did they get the final report from the investigators like overnight or this morning and there was I am curious about that. I know that's minutiae at this point.
I'm sure Quick is going to have something printed up at the Athletic and he is our fan insider here for the Blazers. So follow Quick. Thank you for hanging around. I know you have to poop. I know it's uncomfortable for you, but we appreciate
it. It's okay. I'm going to be back in 2 hours. Don't worry about me, buddy.
You remember this feeling when your wife is giving labor. You need to remember that. Swag, thanks for hanging around. Quick shout out to our boss, Jeff Sacramento. Without him, this wouldn't happen. We know that this doesn't happen very often, but thank you, thank you, thank you. We are privileged and lucky to be able to come live and talk about Neil O'Shea being canned.
Amen,
we'll get
brother.
You back to Colin coming up next for his second hour of the show. And we'll talk to you guys on Monday. Neil is gone. See you Monday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.